Welcome back to a new episode of our Rock the Prototype podcast. I'm Sascha Block, IT architect in Hamburg and your host of the Rock the Prototype podcast. I'm really looking forward to meeting you today. It's great to have you back on the show. With today's podcast episode, we dive deep into the fascinating world of web development. We'll be looking at the underlying technologies and focusing on the invisible force that drives modern web applications. So we're talking about the fascinating world of JavaScript engines. JavaScript is one of the fundamental technologies of the web and powers almost every website or web application you use. But how does it actually work? What is this JavaScript engine everyone is talking about, and why is it so powerful? In this podcast episode, we'll answer these questions and dive into the depths of JavaScript engines. We'll reveal the magic that goes on behind the scenes when you visit a website or use a web app. With that, you'll also understand the critical role the JavaScript engine plays in the development of our next web app. In this Rock the Prototype podcast episode, you'll learn everything you need about JavaScript engines and therefore a fundamental web technology. We'll explore the various optimization techniques that make your code run at full speed, and we'll take a look at the various JavaScript engines used in popular web browsers and on servers. But that's not all. We also take a look into the future and talk about how the world of JavaScript engines is evolving. With new ECMAScript versions, innovative technologies, and the ever-expanding use of JavaScript in various fields, there's so much to discover. So buckle up and join us on the fascinating journey through the world of JavaScript engines. Whether you're a more experienced developer or just curious about how the web works, this podcast episode is right for you. Speaking of which, you can always get hands-on and practical with us as we develop a next web app. You can connect directly to our Rock the Prototype community via our Discord server. You can find the Discord link in the show notes. Our goal is to develop an innovative web app that meets your needs and wishes. That's why we always offer you a clear insight into our common project. It is important to me to involve you transparently in the web development so that you as listeners have the unique chance to actively participate in the development process. Your ideas, questions, and suggestions are welcome. Of course, you can also be there passively from the second row. But if you really want to learn something, you have to switch to the first row and can participate directly. Take this unique chance and connect with us directly via our Discord server. Have you ever wondered how modern web applications are so fast and responsive? Or how server-side JavaScript enables database access and complex logical operations? The answer lies in the unseen force that powers this functionality: the JavaScript engine. This powerful technology is at the heart of every JavaScript execution, enabling us to build robust, extremely user-friendly, and powerful web applications. In the following minutes, we'll reveal how a JavaScript engine works, how to optimize and take advantage of JavaScript engines, and take a look at how JavaScript engines are changing the way we experience the web. The dance of machine language. Let's dive right into the world of code execution and discover the role of the JavaScript engine. From early interpreter engines to modern just-in-time compilation, you'll learn how engines have continuously improved the performance of JavaScript code on this exploration path. Our story begins with a simple question: what is a JavaScript engine? To understand the answer, we need to take a journey into the depths of code execution. Imagine entering the JavaScript code of a web application, be it at a simple calculation or a complex interaction. What happens behind the scenes during this process? The JavaScript engine takes over and begins a dance with the machine language. The first step is parsing, which converts the input JavaScript code into an abstract syntax tree. This tree represents the structure of the code and allows the engine to understand the logical relationships. But what happens next? The engine now has the code in tree form, but it needs to convert the code into something the computer can actually execute. This is just in time compilation comes into play. Modern JavaScript engines, like the powerful V8 engine that also powers Google Chrome, uses just-in-time compilation to translate the abstract syntax tree into optimized machine code. This machine code is faster and more efficient than the original JavaScript code and provides an impressive performance boost. But the story doesn't end here. The engine is always looking to achieve the best possible performance. During just-in-time compilation, it can further optimize the code by removing redundant calculations or using special hardware instructions. This creates a carefully choreographed dance between the JavaScript engine and the machine code that achieves the desired result of JavaScript instructions faster than ever before. This fascinating symbiosis of parsing, just-in-time compilation, and optimization is what gives the JavaScript engine its impressive performance. As the code executes, the engine follows the instruction line by line or in optimized blocks of code. Its role as a conductor of the dance between JavaScript code and machine language allows it to push the limits of web application speed and efficiency. In part 2, we'll unveil more optimization techniques and learn how the JavaScript engine uses its technical magic tricks to rev up the code. Dive into this fascinating world of machine language and code execution, optimized down to the last detail through a power of your machines hidden from you until now, which brings modern web applications to life. The JavaScript engine is like a magician who uses her code magic to boost the performance of JavaScript applications to the ultimate. Now we take a look behind the scenes and reveal the mysterious optimization techniques that make this magic possible. First, inlining magic. Imagine you have a function that is called multiple times in your code. Every function call creates some overload because the engine has to load the function and redirect control flow to it. This is where the inline magic comes into play. The engine can decide to inline the function code directly at the call side instead of loading it separately. This reduces overhead and speed up execution. Small changes, big impact. Second, loop optimizations. Loops are an essential part of JavaScript code, but they can also cause bottlenecks. The JavaScript engine understands this and uses loop optimizations to make loops more efficient. To do this, it can eliminate redundant calculation or restructure the code to better fit the hardware. The result? Your loops dance through the code with ease and speed. Third, runtime analysis. Good prediction is another magic trick of the engine. It analyzes the code during execution to detect patterns and behaviors. Based on these insights, the engine can further optimize and adjust the code to achieve the best result. Like an attentive dancer, it adjusts its steps to overcome each challenge. Fourth, eliminate unused variables. Every code has its secrets. And sometimes there are unused variables that just waste space. The JavaScript engine has a trained eye for this and eliminates these unnecessary variables to reduce the memory footprint. This not only makes the code leaner, but also increases the execution speed. These magical optimization techniques are the key to impressive performance improvements in JavaScript applications. The JavaScript engine plays a role as a director, perfectly choreographing the code and cleverly optimizing it behind the scenes with a little magic, helping it achieve amazing performance. The JavaScript engine is thus an indispensable technology component, showing us how small adjustments and intelligent analyzers can make the difference between an average and an exceptional web application. In the next section, we'll take a look at the different JavaScript engines and learn how they work and use their unique magic. Journey through the JavaScript engine landscape. Is there a difference between different JavaScript engines? Absolutely. In this section, we take a close look at the most popular JavaScript engines, including V8, SpiderMonkey, and JavaScript Core. Discover how they use their own unique approaches to turn JavaScript code into speed wonders. We highlight the latest developments and learn about the impact they can have on web application performance. Now we explore the diverse worlds of the most popular JavaScript engines and discover how each uses its own unique magic tricks to turn JavaScript code into true speed wonders. First, V8, the superstar of speed. Let's start with a true superstar among JavaScript engines, V8. Developed by Google as a free implementation under the ECMAScript scripting language in the ECMA 262 standard, V8 is known for its blazing speed and is the driving force behind the Chrome browser and the Node.js runtime. How does V8 manage to be that fast? Through its advanced just-in-time compilation and sophisticated optimization strategy, V8 turns JavaScript code into lightning-fast machine code. V8's constant evolution makes it a true champion of JavaScript performance. Second, SpiderMonkey, the origins of JavaScript. Now we turn to a legend. SpiderMonkey, the original JavaScript engine of Mozilla Firefox. As one of the oldest JavaScript engines, SpiderMonkey has been with the development of the language from the very beginning, with its solid performance and a team of developers continuously working on new optimizations. SpiderMonkey remains a faithful companion for millions of Fire users around the world. Third, JavaScript Core, the Apple magic. If you're a Safari user, you've already met an impressive engine, JavaScript Core, the engine behind Apple's web browser. Known for its high efficiency and tight integration with Apple platforms, JavaScript Core conjures up performance optimizations in a way that perfectly tailored to the world of iOS and macOS. The harmonious symbiosis between hardware and software enabled smooth and fast execution of JavaScript applications on Apple devices. Fourth, Chakra, the change. Another interesting candidate is Chakra, formerly the JavaScript engine of Microsoft Edge. Chakra went through a remarkable evolution when it was finally replaced by V8. This change reflects how competition between JavaScript engines drives constant innovation. While Chakra is no longer in the spotlight, it remains a significant part of JavaScript history. Fifth, Nitro, the older sister. Last but not least, let's take a look at Nitro, the older sister of JavaScript Core. Formerly used by Safari on iOS devices, JavaScript Core or Nitro has proven to be a reliable and powerful engine that contributes to the dynamic world of mobile web browsing. This has already given us a solid overview into the fascinating world of different JavaScript engines. Each engine is a master of its craft and uses its own magic tricks to turn JavaScript code into powerful applications. The constant evolution and competition between engines has made modern web applications faster and more efficient than ever. In the next chapter, we'll dive further into the application areas of JavaScript engines and discover how they work their magic not only in the browser, but also in server and other environments. The world of JavaScript engines is a truly fascinating universe to explore. So buckle up and let's continue the journey. The endless uses of JavaScript. Think JavaScript engines are only useful in the browser? Think again. In this section, we'll reveal the amazing variety of applications in which JavaScript engines play a role. From server-side JavaScript with Node.js to embedded systems and mobile apps. You'll be surprised where this invisible force is effective everywhere. First, server-side JavaScript with Node.js. JavaScript engines are not only at home in the browser. With Node.js, developers can create and run server-side JavaScript. Node.js uses the same powerful V8 engine that is used in the Chrome browser. This makes it possible to use JavaScript on the server and develop scalable backend applications, APIs, and other server-side functionality. The versatility of Node.js has revolutionized the way developers build web applications and open up myriad possibilities for server-side script execution. Second, embedded systems. JavaScript engine have found their way into a wide variety of embedded systems, from smart TVs to home applications to IoT devices. The flexibility of JavaScript allows these devices to be enhanced with dynamic functionality and allow them to interact with the user. JavaScript engines are proving their adaptability here, making it possible for even our everyday objects to become smart connected devices. Third, mobile apps. JavaScript engines are also present in the world of mobile apps. Hybrid app frameworks like Ionic and React Native use JavaScript to create cross-platform apps. Here, the JavaScript engines are used on the mobile devices to convert the JavaScript instructions into native functions. This enables efficient and flexible development of apps for different platforms. Fourth, gaming. Even in the world of gaming, JavaScript engines have found their place. WebGL, a JavaScript-based graphic library, enables the creation of stunning 3D graphics directly in the web browser. With the power of JavaScript engines, developers can create stunning games that run seamlessly in the browser and delight millions of gamers around the world. Fifth, cloud computing. JavaScript engines also play a role in the cloud computing. Many cloud platforms offer their ability to run server-side JavaScript to perform certain tasks in the cloud. This allows developers to perform complex data processing and scalable computations directly in the cloud and efficiently use the service resources. The application areas of JavaScript engines are almost endless, from browsers to servers to embedded systems and mobile apps. They can be found in many areas of technology and enable innovative solutions. Their invisible power ensures that the world of technology is becoming more dynamic and diverse. In part 5, we take a look into the future and explore the latest developments and trends in the world of JavaScript engines. Our journey continues and there's still much to discover. So stay tuned and let's continue to push the boundaries of this invisible force together. The future of JavaScript code universe. How will the world of JavaScript engines evolve in the future? In this final section, we venture into the future. With new ECMAScript versions and innovative technologies, there are exciting times ahead, and not just only for JavaScript developers. Learn now how you as a software developer can take JavaScript engines to the next level and expand your web development skills. JavaScript technologies are constantly evolving, and JavaScript engines are no exception. Let's take a look into the crystal ball and guess what the future holds for this invisible code power. First, new ECMAScript versions. The ECMAScript standard is at the heart of JavaScript and it continues to evolve. Each new version introduces new features, enhancements, and language constructs to make development work easier and enable powerful applications. JavaScript engines will continue to adapt and support the latest ECMAScript versions to give developers access to the latest features and increase the performance of the language. Second, WebAssembly. WebAssembly is an emergent technology that allows other programming languages to be used alongside JavaScript in the web browser. WebAssembly modules can be loaded and executed in a compact and efficient binary form, resulting in significant performance gains. JavaScript engines will increasingly support WebAssembly, opening up even more possibilities for web development. Third, hardware optimizations. As hardware technology advances, JavaScript engines will increasingly rely on the optimization for specific processors and hardware requirements. Hardware instructions can be integrated directly into machine code to enable even faster execution of JavaScript applications. This close relationship between hardware and software will further increase the performance of web applications. Fourth, artificial intelligence and machine learning. Artificial intelligence and machine learning are breakthrough technologies that are already being used in many areas. JavaScript engine could benefit from these developments to further refine their optimization strategies. By applying AI and machine learning, engines could analyze and optimize code even much smarter in order to provide results in a higher quality and even much faster. Fifth, optimization for specific use cases. As web applications become more diverse, JavaScript engines may perform specific optimizations for different use cases. Whether it's real-time streaming, augmented reality, or complex data processing. JavaScript engines could target their magic tricks to the best, meet the specific needs of different applications. The future of JavaScript engines is full of potential and exciting possibilities. Developers will continue to take advantage of powerful features of this invisible force and use them to create stunning web applications. From new ECMAScript releases to breakthrough technologies, JavaScript engines will continue to push the boundaries of web development and shape an increasingly diverse and dynamic code future. With this glimpse into the future of JavaScript engines, we conclude our journey through the captivating universe of code magic. With that in mind, our entertainment tech story in the podcast is meant to inspire you to take full advantage of the possibilities of JavaScript and create your own magical web applications. The world of JavaScript code is endless and full of fascinating discoveries. So delve deeper into limitless JavaScript development and let your creativity push the boundaries of your code universe further. In our Rock the Prototype podcast episodes on web app development with Nuxt and Vue.js, I have already pointed out the importance of TypeScript. However, the TypeScript engine is not yet as important as the JavaScript engine. The TypeScript engine is not yet as independent as engine as the JavaScript engine. TypeScript is a programming language that builds on JavaScript to add static typing and other advanced features. TypeScript code is usually first transpiled into JavaScript code before being executed by a JavaScript engine. So the crucial role in the execution of TypeScript code is still played by the JavaScript engine. TypeScript itself provides the benefits of static typing and development time checks to improve code quality and security. The TypeScript engine is not a standalone component, but rather a part of the development process that facilitates the use of TypeScript. In practice, TypeScript files are transpiled into JavaScript files, which are then executed by a JavaScript engine, such as V8 in Chrome or SpiderMonkey in Firefox. TypeScript is a helpful extension for JavaScript that helps developers write more secure and maintainable code. But the underlying execution is still done by the JavaScript engine. However, you will benefit significantly by actively following these current technology trends with us and putting that knowledge to work for you. I hope today's podcast episode gave you some informative insights into developing powerful web applications. Stay tuned, because in upcoming podcasts episode, we'll of course continue with the development of our web app. You can always contact us via our Discord server, ask questions, and get actively involved and contribute to the development. You can find all the information in the show notes and on our website at www.rock-the-prototype.com. Whether you're already a more experienced developer or just diving into the world of programming, Rock the Prototype is a place for you. So subscribe to our podcast now and let's rock software development and prototyping together. If you have any questions or need more information, don't hesitate to reach out to me. Also, please support us with your review of our podcast and leave us your personal comment. Thanks for listening and see you on the next episode of the Rock the Prototype podcast. Your Sascha Bloch.